Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways. July 24th, 2016. This is the second live hour of Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And I want to make sure I get the callers because we have a lot to cover today. We have Jeff from Idaho. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Dr. Welcome Mark. Aboard. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I believe I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, good. Hey, Robert has a dielectric field crossing model, like the four-quadrant model from last year. The top field goes from the center and then crosses to the bottom. He has a unit 11 of 12 from the show, and I would test with GNA and Morgellons for the modern chemtrail plague. If you get a chance, study the 12:30 a.m. Email this morning concerning the February 7th, 2016 brain resonator, the delta-theta wave transition of some substantia nigra.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The direct order of the new Rife machine is a Tesla Gen X Research TX-RPX. That's TESLAGENX/research/TX-RPX.html. Okay, the new cost for that brand new Rife machine is about $536 with the show special.
Mm-hmm.
The July 21st email. Phase 3, Corruption Family Values, is the Open Wars 3 of the Bush-Clinton rat, Republicans against Trump, drug-running mafia, are the coming battle that we're working on. And
I'm
working on an election issue of the 2006 Help America Vote Act with the electronic voting machine fraud using the Stanford exit polling data error of 8 or 9%.
Yes.
You should get Putin to send over 45 states worth of election monitors, since we have only 5 states. They can be provided by the FEC.
Uh-huh.
And Clint has some friends that want to help on our exit assessment issues with citizenship. And so one thing you mentioned, if you look at a CEW quartz lamps inside a tubeless resonator, you'll get essentially what you're looking at super high power in the 450 kilohertz band. And if you smartly did that, you could hit all the other bands with the sideband generators simultaneously in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So lamp inside, cooling water outside, reflector in between that, tube, magnet, outer tube, that's your essential water cleaning system that twisted resonator from the 90s that I kind of sent you photos of.
Yeah,
so,
very, very, very good. I'm going to put some real high energy into that. I think I'll be able to have the physical strength to do a few things like that. I'm not sure.
If you can get a hold of Robert, I gave him your email address to contact you at the show, and get his diamagnetic, paramagnetic field information, and that thing I think will help you with your consciousness issues on whatever you're writing up.
Yeah.
And, you know, the real big issue comes down to is that hand counting of ballots is a requirement based on all the corruption with Bernie and Hillary, and Hillary has no ground support. Half of her Facebook page people are robots. Okay, so you know the number is you know the high 60s to 70s for Trump and 30% for Hillary. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
And if Hillary, you know, health conditions are what they are, you know, she might have trouble, you know, in this next
yeah,
week.
Yeah. May I? I'd like to make a. I wanted to. I made a special note because I didn't have a chance to cover everything else because I got everything recorded that you have sent.
Good.
I want to just carefully word this. You sent something of great importance, I saw, as well, about Hillary.
Yes.
And that,
good.
Health,
you've already seen it then. If you could validate that for me, I think that's important. If that was a joke
well,
or not.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right now.
Good. It's important.
I believe you have to have other kinds of evidence, but there are three things going on that I see right off. First of all, there is a convulsion concept there that's going on that's quite real that you see in multiple sclerosis.
Right. And this is the substantia nigra thing I mentioned in the first part of the broadcast.
Yeah. And the thing is, there's another thing going on here. You can tell by her neck that she has what's called, from the carotid artery system, from observation, you have to touch it, of course, but it's very evident from the photo. But the she has a carotid christoma, which is what they're called christomas. They don't travel as plaque does in the artery. What they are long-term heart cysts that grow at the base of the bifurcation of the carotid artery. And what happens there is that that's not your ma and pa cyst.
Right.
What that is this other central nerve system. So, in other words, the carotid is measured on the heart pump when you have systole diastole pump of the heart. But what's happening there is that you have a convulsion within the heart, which is not a form of fibrillation or anything of that sort. It's another disease. Well, you don't want to call it a disease. It's something that can affect the brain to function.
Right. Well, I was hoping that you could forward this to anyone you might think might be important to.
Yeah, and then number three, you can tell from her eyes.
Exactly. That's what I caught. Right.
And you can tell that the seizure is ongoing most of the time, and she's taking drugs for it.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, I think this is important. The family values thing is the five things I saw when I've only watched the Trump acceptance speech. I didn't watch any other political campaign speeches. But the five things that were rolling across YouTube is make the first lady a woman again. Number two, Hillary for Trump. Number three, Basques for Trump. Number four, Iranians for Trump. And number five, if Vince Foster was alive, he'd vote for Trump. So, those are people scrolling on YouTube. They're making comments during his acceptance.
Yeah, well, Vince Foster was the one that had all the goods, you know, on Whitewater, plus
right.
the blackmail that Hillary had on most of the senators, which
right.
was in a box in her closet.
Right.
And
right.
you know, and he had all the goods, and of course they were having an affair, and so it, you know, there were little secrets that went on in the cabin up in northern New York.
Right.
But
Robert has that unit in his hands, and so if you were to get a hold of him, to make some measurements and then loan it back to them. You can maybe make some measurements on Zika and a couple other things with the correct measurements.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up.
Okay. Hey, that's all I got. Good luck with the show. And
thank
we'll be
you,
in touch.
Jeff.
Thanks.
We have another caller from New Jersey, and it's my fault that I did not hear the name. Bill?
Here. Bill from hello there.
Hello. Bill from New Jersey?
That's me, Bill from New Jersey.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I'm sorry I didn't. That's my fault. I couldn't get the name right. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, don't worry about it. No problem. Okay, my question is, I listened to your station, RBM, a little bit, to the other fellows as well. One of your other fellows says, Bill Deagle says, there's such thing as primary water, where there really is a renewable water source deep in the earth that no one's really tapping. He claims that in Libya, they actually were using primary water, and it was bombed out when they went in there and took Gaddafi out, and that they're just trying to hide this primary water from everybody and make it more of a water crisis. Do you hear anything about this Primary Water Institute and all that kind of stuff?
Well, the when the it was about six years ago, when the plans were being put forth on the taking of Libya, which was involved, by the way, before Hillary Clinton, and when she went into Stateway, then they worked it through. And I was talking about at that time. It wasn't an academic exercise. Libya has oil, you know, as their foremost commodity. But the third largest water source on the earth is in Libya. And the reason that it was so important was the... I'll give you a comparison. You take Afghanistan... Uncle Sam built 12 chloramine plants in Afghanistan, and the real aim that was going on was to work and free out for the Afghanistans from a Iraq situation, because they were trying to change the agriculture in Afghanistan, but they also wanted the minerals in Afghanistan. That's why Russia went into Afghanistan, to try to use the country for mining. It has, next to Sri Lanka, the most wealth of minerals. So when Red Adair, when he was alive, the person who put oil wells out, and Saddam Hussein had sent fire to the oil wells, and his order directly, I know who gave the order, but I can't say, was not to destroy the chloramine plants, because Red Adair says, well, I have to destroy something from that end to get in there to take care of the burning oil. And in that transaction was, they said, don't destroy the chloramine plants, because that was under the Halliburton rule under water law, which I wanted to get into today, by the way. But Libya was the alternate water supply, not because it was primary water. Everybody talks about primary water like it's some crystal geyser or something of that sort, not to be derogatory to whoever the hell said that. But the thing comes down to the fact that the aquifer system, which is part of what Libya is about, they were going to use that water as part of the World War system for making radioactive water for the nuclear warheads.
Yay.
Okay?
Yeah, boy.
Understand
so what you're saying is that the regular water that Deagle was talking about in this Primary Water Institute is regular aquifer water. There's not another
There are two types of aquifer water. One, you have what's called the subsurface aquifer water, which is based by a bed of rock, which is on the third level of the mantle of the earth. And that part of the, in fact, that's what the United Nations claims they own. In other words, they own the upper level of the mantle of the earth, which connects to the aquifer. Now, that aquifer is not your mom-and-pop water. That is a water system that has a third hydrogen to it, which I've talked about on this program many times. It's an extraordinary, it's not some kind of science academic bullshit. Excuse me, I'm not supposed to say bullshit. The thing comes down to the fact that water is changed into another kind of water that's being used, which is called diffusible water, which is changes its shape. And that discovery I've talked about on this program many times, that will be the future water for the new biohumans. Okay?
All right. Thanks a lot. Sorry, I have not heard your program before. I only found RBN about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Generally only during the week. But
yeah, don't go
good.
Away, Bill. I got two more sentences. Don't
all
go
right,
away.
Go ahead.
And the thing is, so what we got here, we're not having a pissing contest as to who owns the water. And we're not having a pissing contest of what's primary and what's other. They're different waters. And the people, when before I came on RBN, no one talked about the water. It wasn't on anybody's radar. And yet, the United States government in the real world, which I'm writing about and I talk about, how they put those sterlins in the drinking water and experimented on human beings for 48 years. And in 1998, EPA put the chloramine out of the process for the disinfectant byproducts of the water in 1998 and said that for $10,000 a day, there would be a penalty if the water disposal units didn't put those poisons in there.
Wow.
Now, I did all the peer review medically, all those peer reviewed 900 studies. On human beings, I did that for 1 year before I went on air here. I talked to 550-some engineers as to what they saw, and they said, don't mention my name, but you're right, Doc. That's the way it is. So, no, this is a whole new field of medicine and destruction of the population. So now, you take that information and place it with your important question. You are talking about the resource of future human life on this planet, number one, for real. That's
right.
Why Hillary Clinton wanted the intel in 2012, because she was putting out the fact that she wanted to be the person to manipulate the monies that would be involved that would exceed your wildest, wildest imagination. It's not oil these people want. Jordan wants the water. Israel wants the water. That's what the battle's about. And guess who wants to take the water? Iran.
Wow.
Iran. Because Iran, in the Iran deal with the Jared lady who's been around Obama since from Chicago days, she's Iranian. So they have the whole process. That's just an accident. That's a whole different story about that corruption. But the thing comes down to the fact, part of the $150 billion tied up in the bank was not for the fact of having the nuclear warheads. It was to purchase the water on the open market, which is why I have the water index. I'm the one that broke that story 3 years ago. And that water index has to do with your health care, which goes into your carbon footprint, which goes into your medical record.
Wow. What, you have a website with this water index and so forth I could look up?
My show is different. I don't go out on a website. I don't appear in public and have it in years. And I have everything is available to you. All you've got to do is just put in water index, and you'll get some information.
All right.
See what I mean? And those. And by the way, you don't make a move on this planet the rest of your life, I'm giving you good advice, unless you know what the water index is with your investment. And I'm giving you good advice.
Thank
Bill,
you very much.
You call again.
You're like a wonderful man. Thank you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and if you want to see what the future is like, you know, people talk about that new jobs that get people back to work. You know, Obama always hit it, you know, he was going to put the coal industry out of business because they're trying to sell the carbon credits, you know, which is a scheme. And, you know, you can still pollute, but you got to pay for it with the carbon, that type of thing. You see, this is why I want the grand jury of science and technology. When I started out here 10 years ago, I put that out there, and it's out there. It's reached the federal circuit, okay? So the thing comes down, it goes to the Supreme Court probably next year, and about the grand jury of science and technology, which I've put together. I wrote that, and I put out the outlines for how that's to be done. We made national and global news in 2007. No one had heard of RBN. No one had heard of me, and I'm not out to be known. I'm not even supposed to be known. But the whole thing is because the immune people, in terms of the profiles and patients' organs were, you know, they matched, but they weren't being compatible. So, you know, nurse said, well, there must be something in the water. You know, you hear that all your life. But I looked into it, and that's how this whole issue came about. The exposure of Dr. John Holden, the concept of Paul Ehrlich, the elites, the underground cities of our country, the tunnels that are built around the world for the next radioactive water war. Yeah, and that's part of it. And Hillary's intel hid that part in 2012, and I'm the one that put that on air. So the thing comes down to the fact Hillary Clinton, to me, is a personification of a person whom you do not want to know. And that's what I'm saying. You can vote for her if you want, but that's your business. But let me tell you something. If you want to see the future, you look at Singapore. The Singapore is a developmental system that's all artificial intelligence. The ethos in their society is for research, for medicine, and experimentation with the new bio process of what's called the cutting-edge technologies. The medical facilities they have, the biopharmaceutical companies, Abbas, Novartis, Pfizer, Sano, Avitus, all of these are going into the human longevity projects of the next generation of DNA sequencing. You know, well, one of the things with Trump, I'm mentioning the fact, if you want to change out on the trade, when Hillary Clinton gave and sold the debt to get money for the United States of America, and guess what her cut was? Now, I'm not supposed to tell you. I'll let you find that out. Now, I'm going to be safe and not just say that one, because I know what it is. So the thing is that they, well, how much she collected that time. It makes $230 million for her foundation, for Bill Clinton's foundation, a piker. You take Lily Chan of the newest enterprise in Singapore. He has more 60 company spinoff, university research, commercialization for 350 technologies. They spend in Singapore on the jobs that really are going to be and are developing. As a research innovation enterprise is coming to $200 million in equity in the funding for 2015. And 2016 for this year is $750 million in equity funding for that one company. So, you see, the people, and the thing about the coal has chemistries which are necessary that it's 75 to 78% of everything we use in the United States of America has a coal chemistry base. So you want to talk about jobs. That went out. Those coal miners should be put back to work with better conditions, just like the mining czar, the unions. If you remember that history, if you read history. Can't think of his name now. The thing. My father knew him. My father was a physician, surgeon. And the thing is, in fact, he used to operate on those people all the time, try to save their lives, and he did. Now, you take Singapore, you have carbon nanofilters that they're making. They're having chips in development. They have lagoon cities. They have material pioneers like Econtech, editing of the underground cities for the brain projects under the sea. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. And by the way, they have hydroponics.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Orchard Pathways, and the reason, another reason that I'm mentioning Singapore is that if you see the future of where developmental jobs, you shouldn't even call them jobs anymore. I'm suggesting to the people on the good side, which the leftists call the dark side, that nomenclature should be changed, because everything is based upon the concept of innovation. Which brings me how I wanted to begin my program today, but I had to say what had to be said to set the stage for the next hour and a half. Now, before the break, I was mentioning out the Singapore is developing these new hydroponic food production systems, which are at the National University of Singapore, at the Center for Nanofibers and Nanotechnology. Now, I'm an advisor to these, to a lot of these companies and these projects, and in terms of clinical medicine, and plus the brain studies and the fact of the new foods. The new foods coming down the pike are so different from what the United States government wants you to eat, which I wanted to get into today, and I hope I'm going to be able to do it. But the idea of the hydraulic water driven vertical farm system will be most of what Singapore will develop. It's called the International Enterprise Singapore. It's one of the largest economic agencies, the integral of what's called the Cygreen Fruitation. And this will have everything to do with the brain and through the process of everything, of the new neuron brain systems from the new foods, which is going to be the new society. Well, that new society is already here. And one of the things that I think that the good side, which the leftists call the dark side, will be able to listen to that. I've been offered a position with Uncle Sam, but I've had my tour of Uncle Sam for many years. I've been on many missions. I've had many identities to protect myself. And one of the things I am not going to forgive Hillary Clinton, again, it was inadvertent, I am sure, but I was compromised by her. And the thing is, on these emails that they talk about, you know, and I'm not a bad guy. I'm anything. I'm valuable. I have the government that guards me. I am protected against corporate espionage, for God's sakes. And the thing is, it comes to the fact, and I'm on this program as a gift of the blessings of the earth, that John Stadmiller had the balls and the guts to talk about it. That was how many years ago? No, this is no game, listeners. This is a pure survival system of the culture, of the basis of the developmental system on this earth, which brings us, if you keep back talking about the patent law, and keep in mind that the idea of having control of the innovation of the earth is the key to the elitist program. The first thing that Obama did in his first 2 weeks in office, in a bare oval office, was to sign the new Patent Act, from Vermont Senator, and him changing the American Invents Act into the American Invents Act, of first to file and striking out first to invent. So this means, and I'm not joking, I say it on every show, when I get the registration to be able to write patents on any country's land in the world, and that's a fact, I'm going to have on the business card, my competition is 900,000, and I'm going to have a plus and minus sign, 900,000 patented people from China as my competition, because that's the way the real world works. And, of course, my specialties will be in medicine and biotechnology and in water technology, and my little argument that I have with some parts of the world about administrative courts. So the thing comes down to the fact, and I'm already booked 4 years in advance already. I wasn't going to say that today. That was not my point. But I can't do it because I have to have the registration, for in these various countries to be able to do that, and I can't get that unless I pass these examinations in their language. I'm on my sixth language right now, and on patent situations on water technology, biotechnology of the brain, a composite apparatus for medical surgery. I already helped invent robot surgery system, so those patents will be carried forward. And so this is the real world. You know how many jobs I may create on with my own helping people and writing the patents for those in those foreign languages? I have no idea. But I do know that it's going to be a lot. And the one thing that I'm telling the good side, which the leftists call the dark side, in your lap, buddy, we're going to make you a hero. And we're going to get people jobs. But the kind of jobs we're talking about are not the ones they talk about on the left or the process and this whole thing. Let's all work together. I don't want to work with the people that are working that have kept us into the elitist system and carry through 4 more years or 8 more years of what Obama's been doing. Now, you want to call me that I'm biased and the thing? No, I'm not. I'm speaking objectively. So when you have people who are in the world who want to infringe on a patent, you have many lawsuits, and you go to any court district in the United States, and you could figure that you would get yourself a hearing. The patent law has been changed to the post-grant review. Yeah, they inter partes challenge. Supplemental applications have been added. You have all kinds of things that are helping the inventor. But there's only one place in the United States where you can, which has been the patent courts for years, and it's in the Eastern District of Texas. It's the one spot on the earth where a person can dump patents in the terms of, say, their patents have been infringed in any case across the country. So you can have a non-practicing entity, for instance, or, you know, they're called patent trolls, but they're other companies that come from other countries. So now that your date for filing your patent is no longer observed, if you're the first to invent, so you can prove conception or diligence to be able to go to fruition and have an issued patent. Now it's the first to file. So that means anyone in Mongolia, where they're building a city like Singapore, or you could be in India, which they're building 3 cities like Singapore, or you have Singapore itself, or you in China directly, you have 2 major cities whose whole issue is to build a city for being able to first to file their innovation system. They've already, they have 39% that they own in the United States and the debt that we owe them. Why do you think the Chinese come over here and have gold bars? They sign a note, hand over the suitcase, the gold bar, they take the handcuff off of the suitcase, and they buy their mansion and leave. Oh, they stay for dinner. That's true. They go to the restaurants, you know, the Chinese restaurants and the rest of that. That's their style. They can go to Hollywood, buy the Hollywood Bowl, which they try every day. The only reason that that is not been up for sale, because that was in the will system of Howard Hughes, of all people. Yeah. See, they protect it to this day. So East Texas has got the courts, and the patent cases are very expensive because the Eastern District of Texas is a little more expensive because there are certain barriers to protect the infringer. So you have Congress who has a patent reform and the American Invents Act, as they call it, but there are 5 different patent reform bills in Congress as we speak. And each time they come up, the Republicans block it because they got deals. This is why they don't want Trump in there. I was explaining this to Trump, and he said he already knew about it, but he didn't realize that I was putting it on a level that changed his whole vision. Because you don't have real estate unless you have water. You do not have innovation unless you have water. You do not have food unless you have water. You do not live on this planet unless you have water. So the whole point comes down to the fact that the Venue Act, which is called the Venue Equity and Non-Uniformity Elimination Act, it addresses the problem of the East District of Texas Court by setting up new requirements where the patent infringement case can be filed in East Texas courts. Now, if you have, and this is called the Venue Act, Now, in the Venue Act is a process of development of having exclusions for the water and the infrastructure and the air, which comes under the acts that I talked about in the 1970s, which was a developmental process by which experimentation would be under the control of foreign governments. That was in 1970 and 1986 and 1990, passed by the Senate of our Congress. So they were already screwing everybody then. And I can remember the time when I was getting introduced to medical licensing of patents and the process of development of that, and that's what built me up. It took me years to study for all of this, added to my other degrees in the process of medicine itself. You couldn't do it. You can't even do a clinical trial today without having the FDA be the top agencies. That's understandable. But you have all these other agencies which are part of now the global clinical medicine approval system of the innovation. So herein lies, I am, of course, proposing, and I've already written, the idea of inventing the process of the water molecule itself under different systems. So you can't invent something from a natural source. It's a natural part of the world. But you take the call from Bill from New Jersey, opened the door to what I was going to talk about today, asking the wise question. But the thing is that if you can have India has a change in their patent system where they have the Indian Controller General of Patents, Designs, and Trademarks, has issued an order to stop issuing software patents altogether. So in other words, the reason that's important, and this is why I'm discussing this, is that when Obama signed the AIA Act. Remember, he had just received the Peace Prize and didn't do a damn thing for it. They were setting him up so he could travel around all the world and badmouth our country. That's my opinion. That's just my opinion. You might think everybody loves Obama. Fine, love him. But I don't want him in, I don't want him on my ranch, okay? I don't want to be Supreme Court Judge Scalia. What is he doing out there at the ranch in Texas? They travel with their own doctors. They have their own people who are their guards and their friends. He's alone, and nobody can work out the autopsy and work the thing out and find out what happened to him. Well, that's connected to what we're going to talk about for 20 seconds here. Now, the whole thing comes down to the fact that the American Invents Act on the formication which became final in terms of September 16, 2012, the idea that you could invent commercial software programs. That's why algorithms are used in stock markets. That's why the call from Bill in New Jersey, that other sentence where I was using the pronoun to describe what we talked about three sentences over from when I answered him about the water, is the fact that the algorithms and the artificial intelligence is what's going to control the investments on the earth. That's where it is. That's why the commodity exchange doesn't have any humans on it. They left last year. It's all computerized. You have financial people out here in the world who say, well, we're going to have your best interest at heart on your commodities, on your food and water, because we're going to, we have the algorithms that are there. So, but how they snuck this in as a change of the patent law was the fact they called it a tax exclusion. So, in other words, the definition of being able to have algorithms, which will be developed by the Watson computer in terms of the algorithms for your carbon footprint and your medical record. So when you have tax exclusion as a way to legally sneak this in. So I'll read the act. For the purpose of this section, which comes under Title 35, United States Code. These are inventions that are under Section 102 or 103. 102 section of the patent law has to do with the concept of prior art and developmental systems of dates and effective filing dates of the patent. And Section 103 has to do with obviousness of the patent to be judged. And those are tests that the patent has to go through in order to be considered to be patented. So under Section 35, United States Code, quote, any strategy for reducing, avoiding, or deferring a tax liability, whether known or unknown at the time of the invention for patent, shall be deemed insufficient to differentiate claimed invention from the prior art, which would be in Section 103. So, in other words, they're saying, well, you can't have a tax system. So the definition of the section of tax liability refers to the liability of tax under any federal, state, or local law, or the law of a foreign jurisdiction, including a statute, a regulation, or an ordinance that levies, imposes, or excess, and assesses such tax liability. The subsection exclusion, and here we go. This is where you legalize artificial intelligence. And I notice we have a break coming up. 10 years of work waited for this moment. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Parker Pathways, and just before the break, I was reading from the Tax Exclusion Act of the Patent Act, and this is the paragraph that sets up artificial intelligence for the algorithms, for the investment system, for your commodities, for your health, and your financial being. It reads exclusion. Is a method, apparatus, technology, computer program, product, or system used solely for financial management to the extent that it is severable from any tax strategy or does not limit the use of any tax strategy by any taxpayer or tax advisor, unquote. So in other words, the financial management is where it's gone, and of course, commodities into the process are now considered financial management. Remember what I taught you, and I taught you five. I started on this 5.5 years ago before Obamacare was even a law. I went through every section of Obamacare, the other acts, in terms of the fact that you are the data. The country of India, by the way, has quoted me in their acts in the terms of the software for the developmental system for human identity in the carbon footprint. Now, if we were to build a patent system from the ground up, let's say that we were to go bypass the Eastern Texas District Courts, which all over the world they bring these in. And by the way, 900,000 people on my business card and the fact that that's my competition, I'm already called by the United Nations the Water Baron. Number two, I'm already called the claim guru. Now, the whole thing, because that's where the action is. And the only reason I can do that is because of my life. I fell through the cracks into these high-level pieces of knowledge of education in the real world and became not with a certificate, but with a degree in it before genetics was even put forth. The textbook was only 92 pages. Now it's 617 pages. It'll give you a clue. So the whole thing, if we change the patent system from the ground up and the artificial intelligence, I'm asking you, will these changes that are coming for, see, people want jobs. You can't have a job unless somebody you're working with something that somebody's invented. Even when you make hamburgers, you have the food technology. Every time you make food, it's going to be technology. If you're going to put the patent system, are you required, will you be required to have a source code with your patent application? Or would they actually have a software patent that it would even exist at all? Those are the questions. Because they determine your life on this planet. Because you have to have a number. We're not getting biblical on you, and we're not giving you BS. It's taken 6.5 years to come to this moment to read you that exclusion. Remember what I taught you as an audience. Every show of Parker Pathways builds on the other one. The callers that are waiting, I'll pick you up on the third live hour after the break of Parker Pathways. 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Welcome aboard, and it's showtime.
Yeah, I was out of touch.
Love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Joyn Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.